Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke chapter 12, verses 42 through 48. The Reverend Mark Raby is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke chapter 12. And the Lord said, "Who then is the faithful and wise manager whom his master will set over his household to give them their portion of food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the male and female servants and to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and in an hour he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and put him with the unfaithful. And that servant, who knew his master's will, but did not get ready or act according to his will receive a severe beating. But the one who did not know and did what deserved a beating will receive a light beating. Everyone to whom much was given, of him much will be required, and from him to whom they entrusted much, they will demand more. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Watchfulness as the day of Christ's return approaches. Watchfulness. Well, Luke chapter 12 began with Jesus giving an extended discourse, first to his disciples and then to the crowds. Some of what he was teaching here echoes what was said prior, and also will be recorded later in Luke 21, which is called that eschatological discourse, where he will foretell the destruction of the temple, nations rising up against nation, and Jerusalem's destruction. And then his final ending, return ending with a call to watch. Watch, stay awake, so that you may stand when the Son of Man comes. As we've seen the last couple of days in chapel, and we'll see the remainder of the week, the focus certainly is on watchfulness, on the end times. As we come to the end of the church year, that focus is right before our eyes, right before our face. Watchfulness, preparation. What will that day be like for those who are in Christ? In today's text, our Lord is calling his disciples to serve faithfully and to watch. Divided into two sections, first addressing slaves and servants, and then, thanks to Peter's question, which comes in the verse just prior to what I read, the question, "Lord, do you speak this parable for us or for all?" Then comes the second section, which we just heard, the readiness of the apostle. Will that apostle be ready? And again, thanks to Peter's question, we know that Jesus is addressing this to us all. While he is speaking to servants and apostles, but he's also speaking in general to all disciples. Be watchful, be faithful, be ready for that day. All who follow Christ are to be ready. All in the end will have to give an account of their stewardship. All are called to be ready and watchful for that day. So what also is true for every Christian is also true for the apostles, the 70 who are sent out, for the apostles and stewards. Because of their stewardship demanding more of them, all the more shall they be held to account. All the more are they to be faithful with God's gifts. Now, earlier in this chapter, Jesus was speaking about the things that so much get us anxious. Anxiety about your life, what you will eat, about your body, what you will wear. And again, he says, God knows your needs, little flock. Fear not, for your Father knows what you need. He's given you the kingdom in Jesus. Jesus and his kingdom are the treasure. Hold on to that. So let us also, as we think of the last day, ever be mindful of where our treasure is. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. And so much more of that can easily take our eyes off of Christ. Those things that we treasure here on earth, whether it be what, the things that get us anxious, what we will eat, what we will wear, how will we provide for our family, all those various things can take our eyes off of Christ. Those can become our heart's desire. They can become our trust. And if our trust is misplaced, we can easily make something into a god and put Jesus aside. Our treasures replace the real treasure, Jesus and his kingdom. Such trust, then, elsewhere, leaves us unprepared, unfaithful. And so when death knocks on our door or Christ's return comes, we will be caught unaware. So in the parable for today, the parable of the wise manager, the manager sets a servant over his household to give them their portion of food at the proper time. He is blessed if he's faithful in that vocation when Christ comes. That servant will be put over all the master's possession. And he's rewarded for his faithful watchfulness. This text brings to mind Joseph in the Old Testament, a very faithful steward and a model of one who was faithful over so much. Faithful in the midst of his circumstance, faithful to the Lord, faithful in provision. Faithful as a servant and as a steward. But that servant is called to be faithful. And he'll be rewarded with his faithful watchfulness. And such is the calling of a pastor, to be faithful in preaching the word, administering the sacraments. He has much put in as his stewardship. He's called to be faithful in that duty to his flock and to his master, all that the master has entrusted to him. But he too can allow the cares of the world to grab hold of his heart. Such can take his eyes off of Christ and his kingdom, his life, his family, his career, putting food on the table, clothing, all those things, possessions, are just those distractions, those things that can capture his heart, that he can put his trust into, that can become his desire. And if he's not watchful and becomes unfaithful in such, he will be judged, and judged all the more because more is expected of him. He's to be faithful in his vocation. He will have a greater judgment. Now, not only for a pastor, but also for us all, we are all called to be faithful. Faithful in our vocations of service. And we too will give an account for our stewardship. Yet let us not forget our Lord's promises. His faithfulness, his stewardship, his economy is different. Our Lord calls us during these last few weeks before Advent to repent and to cling to Christ alone, to be ever reminded that his kingdom of grace has come in Jesus, that he is our treasure. On the other hand, our Lord is also coming to judge both the living and the dead, something we have heard the last few days and will hear again the remainder of this week. Just after today's text, Jesus continues his journey. He's been doing that thus far. He's been journeying to the cross, and he will continue that journey to the cross. And just after our text, he says, "There's a baptism I have to be baptized with, and how I am in distress until that's accomplished." That baptism of his passion, his suffering, and his death on the cross for you and for me, so that he may accomplish and be a faithful steward on your behalf and mine. It's for you, little flock, that he does this. There he will bear your sin. There he will bear your guilt. There he will bear such for you. His good stewardship, being faithful to his Father unto the end. And so we cling to that these last days as we look forward to his return. We cling to that good news that he has paid the price for all our sins, that he has been the good steward, that he has done what his Father has desired. And so on that last day, you repentant sinner, you little flock, will be found in Him, in His grace, clinging to Him alone, prepared and faithful when that day comes. God grant that for Christ's sake. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.